Hello, my name is Garrett Frick. Today, I'll be discussing Game 2, Religious Protest in the Village. My actor in the game was a Nations for Peace representative. As the Nations for Peace, our goals were to prevent the civil war in Sorry, Not Sorry from spilling over into the village. Additionally, we did not want the village and their military to invade Sorry Not Sorry because of Hansu oppression. Furthermore, we wanted the Bontoc monasteries in the village to reopen. Our main goal was to minimize conflict and prevent strife in the village. As a Nations for Peace representative, I approached various groups and asked what their goals were and how I could help. Each group had unique goals. For example, the Hansu majority in the village wanted us to send a peacekeeping force to Sorry Not Sorry. Furthermore, the Hansu minority in Sorry Not Sorry wanted to fight evil with good and wanted religious appreciation. The village wanted to redraw borders to include people of specific religions. As a Nations for Peace representative, we were able to achieve some goals, but as a whole, the game did not end in a peaceful conclusion. The monasteries in the village were reopened, though the Bontoc minority felt marginalized, and because of the almost agreement to redraw borders and remove them from their homeland, the village, they began self-immaculating in Hansu places of worship, a practice of radicalization. In addition, as a group, we failed to convince the military of the village to stay out of Sorry Not Sorry. We also failed to convince the Bontoc majority of Sorry Not Sorry to make a concession to the Hansu minority. In conclusion, a peaceful conclusion was not reached. Through this experience, I have learned a lot regarding peace, religion, and conflict. I learned that because we were more invested in our roles this game, we each had different points of view, interests, and motivations. I also learned that the more groups there are, the harder it is to find a peaceful conclusion that everyone agrees upon. Also, I learned that radicalization begins because groups are unhappy with their current situation. In this game, there was not a common goal of peace. Therefore, a peaceful conclusion was not a top priority. Peacemaking is a process that takes time, and this game taught me that. In conclusion, I enjoyed this game, and I had a great time. This game revealed many truths about peacemaking, and thank you for the opportunity.